Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Streams in riparian areas are a valued resource to ranchers, providing forage, water, and shelter for livestock. Their low prevalence on the landscape and livestock's heavy reliance on them has led to widespread degradation of riparian zones worldwide. SDSU Extension livestock grazing specialist Jameson Brennan reports this degradation reduces wetland vegetation and lowers the water-holding capacity of the area.
You'll see things like erosion. So a lot of times if you kind of have heavy cattle use, you might knock down some of those banks, and that'll cause further erosion within these systems.
Efforts to halt this degradation and restore riparian function are underway using low-cost, low-tech tools.
Some of the other ways that they're referred to them are things like beaver dam analogs, which essentially is, you know, you're putting in posts within the stream structure, weaving in plant material, so whether that's willows or branches or stuff like that, and then just reinforcing them with mud and vegetation. And the purpose of these really is to just slow that water down on the landscape.
Riparian restoration decreases runoff from major rain events, allowing water to infiltrate and be held like a sponge. Water is eventually released, benefiting forage production and quality, as well as sustaining stock ponds downstream. Restoring most riparian areas requires a permit from the Army Corps of Engineers, but Brennan reports the permitting process has been streamlined. To learn more on riparian restoration and the permits required, visit extension.sdstate.edu.